Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Here at Cruise, we are making a list, and checking it twice, by the way, of songs that shouldn't pump you up, but do for some reason. This all started when we played the song Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. Doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not, that song's getting me jacked up. I love that song so much.
There's something about the chorus of people too and the big bells in it.
Yes.
Great.
That's number one on the songs that shouldn't pump you up but do. We're adding a few to the list today. The first one we're adding to the list is anything by Stomp and Tom Connors, specifically this one.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down a highway, smiling.
Like, Stompin' Tom is an old school guy.
Absolutely.
That's Canadiana right there. But Bud the Spud, lately before my jogs, I've been listening to Stompin' Tom.
Yeah.
Gets me just jacked up. I'm ready to go.
It's just good music.
Sudbury Saturday Nights, Tilsonburg. Oh, man. Just a great song by Natalie Imbruglia. I'm ready to bench press 225 right now.
Look out.
But the ultimate pump-up song that should not be a pump-up song.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't know why, but when I listen to the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald, I'm ready to run through a brick wall. The saddest song ever.
It's about a
not supposed
a
to be a
wreck.
Pump-up song,
no.
But then Gordon comes in.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Oh,
so
Gordon, I'm ready to
bump.
The lake, it is said, never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
I coach high school football. Instead of a pregame speech, might just play this.
The load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more.
By the way, Gordon Lightfoot, the guy.
Legend.
That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
So yesterday was my birthday and my... There we go. Yes. And we decided to go out for dinner, Sean and I, which was a treat in itself. No?
No.
I can see your hand on the button. I'm just waiting. Anyway, before that, Sean had said my birthday present was being delivered that day, which I was like, oh my God, that's exciting. It was waiting at the post office.
Let's go, post office!
Every once in a while, there's that competition, I guess it happens between, you know, you and your significant other when you try to get like such a good gift for the other person where they're just going to be like blown away. Mm-hmm. How did you do this? Sean absolutely knocked it out of the park yesterday. He comes home from the post office with this large box that clearly has some kind of picture in it, like a framed picture.
Okay.
And so I'm just looking at it. I'm like, what the heck? Like, there's no picture that I've been asking for or anything like that. Rewind a couple months ago, we were watching Coronation Street. And one of the characters on there, in their house, there's this picture on the wall of a layered collage bee framed. And I was like, man, I really like that picture. Boom. What's my birthday present? That picture. He Googled the picture on the wall in, and if you watch Coronation Street, it was Aggie's house
of
on
course.
The wall.
Duh.
Googles it, tracks it down to the store where they sell that picture, and got it for me for my birthday.
Well, isn't that adorable?
It is. First of all, it's gorgeous. I might put a picture of it on the Cruise Facebook page just because it's so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of those ones too where you have like zero, because sometimes you're like, oh, you know, I've really been hinting at a purse or something like that. I had zero hints. I had zero clue what it was. Absolute surprise. Best present ever.
Yeah, thanks, Sean, for making the rest of us husbands look awful.
Honestly, do better.
Appreciate
that was,
it, bud. Yeah.
But now I have to do better, right? Like, the bar has been set. So now I'm just like, okay, that was amazing, but already the panic has set in. His birthday is like end of November.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh my God, what can I possibly get now that could trump that one? Got a text from Tony, the resident bidet expert, saying, just get him a signed Kevin De Bruyne autographed Manchester City jersey.
Oh, those are so easy to get your hands
on. Yeah, because I don't... That's expensive. Like, Very. That's the thing. This picture he got me, it wasn't too expensive, but, like, I got to work within a budget, but I have to blow his socks off. I don't know.
Here's what you do, Stacey. Here's what you do. You learn how to play the guitar. Take, like, 6 months, put a lot of time and effort into it. Okay. Learn how to play the guitar. Then on Sean's birthday, you sit him down and just... And you sing him a song.
Wonderwall.
For his birthday. Well, you could do that too. You could do Wonderwall and then followed by The Wreck of the Edmund nice. Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa home down the big lake they call Kitchikoo.
He would not expect
nothing,
that.
Nothing says no. romance more than a song about a shipwreck.
Yes.
That's cool. Take it away, Gord.
The skies of November turn gloomy.
We were chatting yesterday about how angry Clayton gets about self-checkout tills at large retailers. Listen to this.
It's not every self-checkout till. It's places that have more self-checkout tills than actual tills. The places right. that rely on self-checkout that they're like, no, this is the new norm. You're I'll talk
gonna,
about it later.
You're going to love this then. It's a business called Aisle 24 Market. And it is a self-serve 24-hour convenience store with zero employees. And it's actually bizarre because you have to download the app in order to shop there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the app, there's a code you use. I'm not quite sure exactly how it works. But when you log on, it opens the door for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you actually get in, is the doors remain locked until you download the app and you can actually go in. Once you go in, I don't know how they maintain it, but there's security cameras, apparently. You do your shopping and you can't get out until you pay.
See, I don't mind this idea because you go into it knowing there's no one in there.
Yes, that is true.
You go into it knowing there's nothing but self-checkout. So if you go in there and you're like, where are all the employees? That's on you. Your fault for being stupid, okay? But my problem with self-checkout is places are just relying on it now. They're like, nope, you have to do it yourself. No, we're not going to charge less for groceries or give you a discount. No, this is just how the way it is. I hate that. Like, you walk into a grocery store thinking that there's going to be someone at the till helping you out. Like, if you're doing a big grocery haul. At Walmart now, there are more self-checkouts than actual tills. Like, the whole middle now is just self-checkout. It's just expected you go. I hate that. I hate how the companies are just like, we're taking away this service that we've provided forever. We're giving you nothing in return, and prices are staying the same, if not going higher.
But don't you
doesn't
think
that just seem greasy?
That the studies have shown, like, they wouldn't be putting in self-checkouts mm-hmm. unless they were being used.
I know, but they're being used. It's fine having them on the side as the side option to go in and out. I don't like how it's now the new primary thing.
But what if that's because that's what people love? People love to do it themselves.
Do you think people love doing it themselves?
I do. Okay, first one. Christine sent this one in. I love this one. We get it a few times because it's so incredibly great. Baltimora Tarzan Boy. Christine hears, at 9 tonight, gimme the otter. Gimme the otter.
I need the otter.
It's like some underground pet smuggling, or not even a pet, but like wild animal smuggling hey, ring.
Otters can be pets too. Can they? Actually, that might be illegal.
I don't think they should.
I don't know why, but I hear that in my head in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Otter.
Give me the otter. It's horrible, Arnold. I apologize.
It's okay. Those are not the correct lyrics. At 9 tonight, give me the other. Give me the other. Night tonight.
Now, give me the other otter, not the loser otter. This next one is from Carl. Great name, by the way. We need more Carls. No one's naming their kid Carl anymore.
That's true.
Feel bad for you, Carls. Whitesnake, here I go again. Carl hears, to walk alone, the low is 3 degrees.
To walk alone, the low is 3 degrees.
Hey, Stacy.
Guess what?
What is the low for today?
-3.
We finally did this on a day where the low is 3 degrees.
It was meant to be.
It's not the actual lyrics, though. It's to walk along the lonely street of dreams. To walk along. Doing the weather today, Whitesnake. Appreciate it.
Yep. Much, many thanks. This one, too. Brianne sent this one in. I feel like this has to go on my best of for Cruise Confused lyrics.
Oh, easily.
Because we have a list of that going, yep, where there's ones where we just love them. Neil Diamond, Forever in Blue Jeans. Brianne hears, I'd much rather be Reverend Blue Jeans. I'd like to say
wrong part of the song, but yep, you get it.
Exactly.
The most important part was there.
It's there.
Reverend Blue Jeans, best church ever.
Can you imagine if the Reverend just did come out in like a full-on Canadian tuxedo, but like with the collar and everything?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Denim. Amen.
Yes. Oh,
our Father, who out in Levi's.
Hallowed be thy blues.
Blue Notes be our name. Does Blue Notes still make jeans?
Yes, they do.
They're great jeans, hey?
That's my entire teenage years were spent there shopping. Okay, we're getting distracted. The actual lyrics, I'd much rather be, or whatever the lead up was, forever in blue jeans. I'd like to say we'd do
okay, forever in blue jeans. Through jeans with jeans in jeans. Through the unity of the holy jeans. Forever in jeans.
You're good at that.
Amen. 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 The Holy jeans. Cross kids are losing it right now. Quick question for you, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a waiting room experience that's actually enjoyable?
Ooh.
Because think of the waiting rooms that exist, right? When you think of waiting rooms, you think of
doctors.
The dentist, you think of the doctor's yeah. office. And those waiting rooms have been the exact same since 1974. You got a TV in the corner that's playing the news or the Maury Povich show or something. And then you got some old magazines that haven't been relevant in like 8 years sitting yeah. on a coffee table. That's the waiting room at your dentist office, at your doctor's office. It just hasn't changed. And it's just an excruciating waiting room, right? No one wants to be there. No one's making eye contact.
Yeah.
And the Maury Povich episode's a rerun. You've already seen it before. It's just the worst. But is there a waiting room experience that's actually like, okay, not that bad?
I would think like the waiting room at the Saskatchewan Lottery's office when you're waiting to like pick yeah. up your lottery check would be amazing.
Okay.
I think
bad.
It depends on what you're waiting for, right? Like if you're at the hospital waiting to go see your niece that's been born yeah. or something like that, that's great. But yeah, waiting to go to the dentist or waiting to go to the doctor, no thanks.
The waiting room at the hospital, I think it depends how many people are in there.
That too.
I don't know yep. why, but a jam-packed waiting room at a hospital makes me feel a bit,
yep.
bit uneven.
Especially
right?
now. Yep.
A bit uneven? Uneasy.
And even.
A little uneven, yeah. I don't know. But again, it depends. The hospital waiting room can be either really, really sad
yeah.
or really, really happy.
Exactly.
And it's a mixture of the two people in there, and it's a weird feeling. Let us know, like, a waiting room experience or a specific waiting room that's, like, awesome.
Maybe there are great ones out there that we just don't know about.
Maybe there's a dentist out there that has like a bouncy castle in his waiting room.
And at
or
the
her
same
waiting
time,
room.
Waiting rooms that offer coffee, like car dealerships mm-hmm. sometimes, they'll have a coffee machine
the
there.
The car dealership waiting room. Okay.
That's another beast.
Let me tell you about the car dealership waiting room. Because you're just sitting there hoping to get a good deal on your car. maybe not.
If you're waiting for like service, sometimes yeah. you can be waiting for 2 hours.
And the coffee is never good. Like, waiting room coffee in general, never good. But car dealership coffee waiting room specifically, ugh. And the thing is, you got to hear all the announcements. At car dealerships, there's an announcement every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Ding! Ray, please call the service area. Ding! Shelly, you're wanted at the front office. You hear all the car dealership lingo. They're talking about other deals going yeah. on. When you think about it, the airport is just one big waiting room.
Yes.
Right? The airport is the ultimate waiting room.
It's the best waiting room.
Yes, easily. I was like, hey, what's a good waiting room? What's a good waiting room? Where do you wait? Like, maybe some restaurants that have, like, a lounge waiting room. Yeah. You know how some restaurants, you have a lounge, the restaurant, and then like a certain little tiny spot for people waiting who don't have a rezzo? Mm-hmm. That's not a bad waiting room.
Yeah.
Not a lot of places have that.
But airports, though.
It's one giant waiting room where you can start drinking at 9 in the morning.
Exactly.
And that is the best.
You can go shopping. There's tons of bathrooms for you to use. Yeah. They're always super clean.
Need to buy some luggage? Well, there's 4 stores in the airport for some reason.
Need to charge your phone? There's plugins everywhere.
Literally.
Oh, are you hungry?
Everywhere.
Go have lunch and dinner. Whatever you want. You're right.
And again, you can start drinking at 9 in the morning.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.